This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, hello, family, doctors, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for the voice of Bradley Dean, he is not here. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com for our Muslim friends. I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book of the Bible as the authoritative word of God, and I'm filling in for Bradley today live here from the sunny U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. Our websites are sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. And we're also on a wide variety of social media outlets as well, including Facebook, where you can find us at Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. Also Twitter at Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And then we're also on Sons of Liberty Media on Minds, Mumblet, MeWe, Spreely, and Gab. If you guys are using any of those social media outlets, you can find us there. Also, if you'd like to call in the show, we're going to have a special guest come on in just a moment. He's on the line right now. I'll introduce him in just a moment. 1-866-582-9933. Before I get to our guest, let me just direct you to a couple of stories here on sonsoflibertymedia.com that you can check out. And just finished this one before the show started. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, we destroyed $5 million worth of guns. They turned them into scrap metal. Why? It's all a political agenda. And I'm telling you what, if I had stock in Dick's, I'd be pretty ticked off at Ed Stack. I mean, I'd really be ticked off. And, you know, Dianne Feinstein called him a great American for wanting to destroy products that are lawful. I can't help that there are criminals who use weapons unlawfully. That's just the world that we live in. That's the heart of man. And you're not going to change the heart of man by destroying guns or knives or anything else. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. But you can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, the religious right has become a blight. This is the latest from Chuck Baldwin. It's a really good piece, actually. And I know a lot of people, Chuck is going to cause you to lose your mind, especially if you really don't know your Bible. So I encourage you to check that out. Chuck was part of the moral majority, and he was part of dealing with Jerry Falwell back in the 70s, 80s, I believe it was, even into the 90s. And now he's pointing out the problems with a lot of those people who abandon their principles for the sake of idolatry of a particular political party and even particular presidents as well. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Elizabeth Warren's lie defended by state-controlled media as, quote-unquote, sexism, no surprise there. And Facebook, the Biden's propaganda campaign, we're not removing other propaganda from our platform, but they'll remove information that is very truthful to you and that you need to know about, and they'll attack people like Sons of Liberty Media. Now, with that said, let me get to our guests because we've got an hour filled
with talk that we want to bring you, and also to promote an upcoming event. Now, I'll let you know about that event in just a moment, but I want to welcome to the Sons of Liberty Leighton Howerton. He is a man who has used his background of over 40 years of experience as a storyteller, singer-songwriter, pastor, and conference speaker to bring fresh perspectives for life in an everyday, plain, and simple way with highlights on family radio. He lives in Montana. He also has a career in the entertainment industry and ministry that spans over 40 years. His professional affiliations include BMI, BMG Universal, BMI Sparrow Records, and other things, as well as he runs 10 Cup Ministries and Faith Radio, Family Radio, and SBC. And with that said, I want to welcome Leighton Howerton to the Sons of Liberty. You there, Leighton?
Yeah, good afternoon, Tim. It's a great honor to be on Sons of Liberty and with you today. I really appreciate the opportunity and humbled by it, brother. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, it's our pleasure to have you on. And first of all, let's get something right out of the way. There's a conference coming up you and Bradley are going to be at out in Montana at the end of this month, October 25th through the 27th. It's called the Montana Rimfire Conference. It's also going to include Dr. Mike Spaulding and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, who they both contribute to the Sons of Liberty Media as well. You want to tell people a little bit about what's going on there? We've got a few minutes here before break. You want to introduce what that conference is all about?
That'd be great. We're also going to have, as one of the speakers, too, is Rob Pugh, the editor and publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. He'll be speaking, and then there'll be quite a few different men from the Rimfire organization. It's a division of the ministry that I founded about 20 years ago. I've been a longtime pastor and church planner, those kinds of things, but also God has blessed me and given me the opportunity to do some of the things throughout life that you've mentioned beforehand. Our conference is at it's in Columbia Falls, Montana. I am up in that region of the country, northwest Montana, between Whitefish and Columbia Falls. But the theater is called the Angel Theater. Anyone can check it out online. I know Bradley has been running things, ads on it and stuff like that for people to encourage people to come to the conference. It's the Rimfire Ministry, Tim, is dedicated to men. It's a men's group that is trying to reignite the remnant of a lost tribe of disillusioned and disheartened men in America, trying to bring them back into the fold of what God has for them through seeking real answers, real truth. Men like Coach Dave, Mike Spaulding, of course, Bradley Dean and myself, we're involved in many different aspects of our, Christian values and the Word of God in our society today, especially out of the times we live in. So we're just encouraging guys to also bring along their wives for this event. It's going to be a great time of encouragement and reigniting that fire, which I think is so desperately needed as, the ministry you're involved there with Sons of Liberty and all these others are, to trying to give people the real truth and not the versionalization of something different. So I hope that explains it a little bit, brother.
Yeah, it does. It does. If people want to find out more, they can call 715-486-8066. We're coming up on a break here, Leighton. You've got about 10 seconds or so. Tell people where they can find out more about you, sir.
They can find more about me at the10cup.org, or they can look through social media. I am on the 10 Cup Ministries and Facebook, and then Rimfire Project also. There's a lot of information out there about me. They can even Google me, and they'll find a lot of pages on me, too. And long story short, that's about it.
Okay, we'll be right back with more from Leighton Howerton, right after these messages, setting at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back to unfortunatelyradio.com, and happy to have you here. And we also have with us a special guest today, Leighton Howerton, and we're talking a little bit about it. He's given an introduction. You heard the advertisement there for the Rimfire Conference going on out in Montana. And Leighton, we were talking a little bit about that, give a little promotion that we're going to do that in each segment here. But you've got sort of an interesting thing going on. You've got a career in the entertainment industry as well as ministry. And, of course, that kind of lines up with some things that Bradley does as well. And that is that, you know, he does music. He's got a band. His son sings in that. And his wife sings. And so they are involved in, quote-unquote, entertainment, if you will, in that aspect of industry. But it's also ministry. The things that they promote. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about how you are involved in these things.
Well, I have always been a tent maker, and God had blessed me many, many decades ago. I'm in my 60s now, but and grateful to be here, brother, to tell you the truth. But I had had a career in the music industry, and when I came into pastoral work, I'd been a songwriter for years in and out of Nashville and lived there and done things, had songs done, and was really blessed by that. When I came to Wyoming many decades ago now, I first came to Wyoming to pastor and church plant. I began to write songs to go with my sermons. And so I think a lot of times the folks came to hear the songs more than they did the sermons, but God decided to grow that out. So I've had a ministry for a long time now of just doing music, and I have that very much akin with Bradley and his family. I know that God seems to speak through music in such a wonderful way to people. It's grown out through my storytelling over the years into a radio feature. It's been on a couple different networks around the country and is presently on family radio each week all around the country from coast to coast. So I've been blessed by that. I've been telling stories for years, and I mean telling the good news, the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and trying to convey it through all kinds of ways, through stories and songs, and get those points across. I know that Bradley, I've had great interaction and conversations with Bradley and Stephanie's family at the different conferences I've been privileged to be at where he was speaking, and I was also included. So in a quick synopsis of that, that's kind of part of what I'm involved in as far as music is concerned, and will continue to be as long as the Lord continues to bless that and show me that's one of the avenues he has for the gifts he's loaned me.
Yeah, I understand that, and each of us have our gifts that we use, and they're used in the body, and so one can't say I've got this, and I don't need you, and this, that, and the other. We all need each other because we're part of the body of Christ and doing the work that Christ has for us. So that's a good thing to know. Now, let me ask a little bit further. You're doing this conference. How long have you been doing the Rimfire conferences?
The Rimfire movement that we was really inspired by one of the trustees on the ministry, and Ten Cup has been around almost 20 years. It's basically been to spread the good news of Jesus in a very conservative approach, but also through music, story, songs, any avenue. I've written articles, of course. I have the privilege to listen to a promotional piece on brought from Rob Pugh there on the Wisconsin Christian News. I have the great privilege of writing a monthly column for him. That's a great honor to be a part of that, but have done other articles and things throughout the years for different publications well-known around the country. The Rimfire Project, though, was birthed out of a movement in one of the main trustees on Ten Cup Ministry to reach out to men. And it began with an emphasis and a focus on deadbeat dads and the responsibilities of that and trying to engage them. And it kind of grew from there into a formulation of reaching out to the fringe, men have just become disillusioned and disheartened by institutional Christianity, institutionalized Christianity, that just don't have any desire to go to church. They're not really involved. They care deeply about issues that are going on in our country, as Bradley, Coach Dave, Rob Pugh talks about. I think that my end of it through the Rimfire Project as a teacher and a pastor has been to try to give them exactly what I believe God has loaned me in the way of shaping and not shaping, but giving folks the opportunity, these kinds of men, to really get rooted in the Word of God. I've always been a strong discipler in the Word of God and in an expository style, do my very best to justly and rightly, you know, divide the Word. And in this particular movement of men, there are a lot of guys that are very knowledgeable. They know about Jesus. They know exactly what the Bible says, but they've just not been able to connect with, because they have become disillusioned with the stand of the church, which is exactly what we heard a few minutes ago in a piece from, I believe, the lady that was on, you know, in between the break about the Sons of Liberty. So I can continue on if you'd like, but I'll pause for a moment, sir.
No, I mean, I think that's great. I think that's really needed. There are a lot of people who are disillusioned. There are a lot of people who become disheartened, and they said, well, I'm seeing this in Scripture, but I'm not seeing, you know, the church leading in this fashion. And a lot of times what that is they don't have a real church. Sometimes that's the case. In other ways, I see it, and I see it all, you know, in the Old Testament, too. You see where men got away from what God had said to do. And as they got away, they drifted. They got just a little bit off the path, and then they find themselves way out here in the field, and the path isn't even in sight. And they're trying to find their way around. They're groping in the dark, kind of deal. And so we always need to be called back to the path. I mean, it's the same way. I mean, the Bible speaks to us as though we're sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd. And sheep have the tendency to want to wander off the path. But Jesus says, you know, my sheep know me, and they hear my voice, and they follow me. And oftentimes he is using pastors and other people that he has gifted to be the voice to call them back to where they go. So it's very much needed. I'm reminded of Peter as well, where he constantly says, I'm putting you in a remembrance of this. It was like Bradley and I talk about this often, about repeating the same things. And sometimes you have to find a new way to say the very thing that you said the week before, so that
That's
people,
right.
Their eyes don't glaze over, and they're hearing you almost fresh every week saying the same thing, but in a different way. So I get it.
Yeah, man, it's one thing I found. I saw a post not long ago of Bradley's that I really loved, and I made a comment, and I actually took it down a little while later because I thought there'll be another time for that for me to share. Maybe this is the appropriate time. I think that the majority of men, in my own experience, being kind of a, I've always been, and people may say this or refer to Bradley this way, kind of a redheaded stepchild, a ragamuffin. I've always been a guy that has been, you know, I look at things. I come from a very, I'm a third generation pastor and minister, but I look at things very differently. And the way I view things are is from, as all of us do, from our own perspective. The one thing I cannot view, though, from my own perspective is the Holy Word of God. So I think that a lot of us have been disenfranchised from the church in many ways because we're just not getting the truth. We're not getting the answers. We're finding ourselves with no takeaway. And so in order to assemble together or have fellowship together, I think there's a necessity for groups, for ministries such as Bradley's and coaches, and the ministry has, God has involved me now with Rimfire Men, of many just are fed up. They're not really looking for the same old pat answers that aren't working for them. And the reason why is because they're not getting the takeaway. They're not being rooted deeply enough in the Word to really know where we need to stand on these issues, on the Word of God. So my heart and life now have been dedicated and rekindled. That's what we talk about, rekindling the fire, reigniting the fire within these men. That's such the, as such the name Rimfire Movement. There's the Rimfire Project, is to try to instill in other men the fire that is already there, but perhaps gone out in ways and the normal thoughts of what it looks like to be a Christian man in our society today. You know, there are so many who are looked down upon, Tim, for, not necessarily not attending church, but just not feeling like they fit in there. And I believe deeply, even as a pastor, that that is the failure of the under shepherds to really, really instruct and give the basis of what the doctrines of the Bible have for us, what they show us, how we are to be in public, how we are to be in private, how we are to live holy lives in a way that is desirable not only to God but to our brothers and sisters, and causes the world to look at us and be drawn to Jesus. So I'll continue to pause for you, because if I get going, bro, I may not stop.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. I think that people like excitement. I think they like passion, and whatever somebody's passionate about, they'll be excited about and they'll speak out about. Leighton, we got about 20 seconds here. Make them count. You want to tell people where they can find out more about you?
Yeah, but let me do it this way. I'll invite everyone to come to the Rimfire Conference. I'm passionate about what God has called me to do. The same as Bradley Dean and these other great speakers that are coming to the Rimfire Conference here in Columbia Falls, Montana, October 25th to 27th. I would love to get to know you and you get to know me better in the kingdom of our Heavenly Father, and get on fire for what He's called you to do with your gifts. And I'm speaking to everyone listening. I know we're supposed to speak to one person at a time on
radio, right,
but
we're going to be right back with Leighton Howerton right after these messages, setting SunsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting ICE Director Matt Elbins gives an update on immigration enforcement.
Our commitment is to strengthen national security and uphold public safety, which we accomplish by enforcing the law as it has been enacted with the utmost professionalism, despite challenges faced by no other law enforcement agency in this country.
Elvin, speaking from the White House on Thursday, says there were about 40,000 arrests on the southern border in September, which is the lowest this fiscal year. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is slamming President Trump's decision to remove U.S. troops from northern Syria. Talking with reporters in New York, Schumer says the move has opened the door for Turkey to attack the Kurds who have been helping the U.S. combat ISIS. Schumer also argued that thousands of ISIS prisoners could make a jailbreak and said the president's foreign policy is reckless and erratic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome to FriendsOfLibertyRadio.com, FriendsOfLibertyMedia.com. And again, if you're listening and expecting the voice of Bradley Dean, he is not here. I am not him. Jim Brown, the editor at FriendsOfLibertyMedia.com. And we've got on our line here Leighton Howerton. He's joining us, and we've been talking about the RIM Fire Conference that's going to be taking place at the end of the month. You can find out more about that at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just scroll down on the right. You'll see the banner there, and you can click that for more information. And, Leighton, we were kind of getting into some things that you're touching on that's kind of, you know, it's a big deal for me, too. People trying to find a church to be a part of the community there that they live at, where they're not having to listen on the radio and all this other, that's kind of where we've expanded to now. And there's not the fellowship, there's not the camaraderie, there's not the people in your community. Finding a church where the Bible teaching is expository, and if people don't know what that is, it means you pick a book of the Bible, you go through it verse by verse, you teach it out of the context, you teach it from the original languages of what's being said, and you help people understand exactly what God has said. That's first and foremost. It's not about what you think or what I think about it says or this, that, and the other.
Amen.
It's about
what
you actually say first. And usually, 9 times out of 10, at least this happens for me, when you teach what it says and what it means, the application can be numerous. I mean, the application of that text can be numerous. But usually what happens is the Spirit of God will start pointing out things in your life that you need to correct or things that you need to do. And that's the way I find it to be. So when you hit on the issue of expository preaching, that's a biggie for me. And I'm sure for a lot of people that hear this, some of them may be for the first time hearing expository preaching. What is that? I'm glad to hear that you're a fan of that, that you're one who wants to practice that because that's so important.
Well, you know, for years now as a pastor, brother, you know, I can teach into just about any homiletic style you want, but I began to realize that by teaching topically and by so much topical teaching that's out there these days, that what was occurring is it leaves us free to open everything up to our own interpretation. And honestly, the Bible has one interpretation. And if you're going to seek the Spirit of God and what the Word of God says, I think it's imperative that we begin always, first and foremost, contextually. You know, brother, I'll be honest with you. I've taught on all kinds of levels and platforms that God has graced me with. I'm humbled to have had that privilege. But when I've taught even to some of the most, I'm talking long-time Bible-believing people contextually, I've had people just get up in arms about it because they don't understand the context of the scriptures alone, who they were written to, how they're written, what they actually mean, what the backgrounds were. So I believe it's vital that pastors, whatever style they teach in a way that is contextually, literally, figuratively as well, that leads to the applications individually amongst that body that the Holy Spirit is speaking to those people through that passage of Scripture. And I think somewhere along the way we have lost, that's not a new style, brother. That is the style. That is the way to teach the Scriptures. And somewhere along the way, what has happened by moving away from that, I found that there are great, great preachers that are absolutely, totally gifted at that, the expository style. And I would never probably even be able to come near the hem of their garment. And I mean that just as great men of God. But what I'm saying is that I think that what has happened in our society today, as far as the church is concerned, now, as Bradley and these other speakers come to the conference, deal with hands-on issues that are going on that must be dealt with. I think that pastors, we are called to deal with the issues with the flocks God has called us, not to shepherd, but to be, he's the great shepherd, but to under-shepherd. And how to do that appropriately, first and foremost, is be able to call people to what the Word of God says, to give them foundational things so that they get a takeaway that is not of a man, not of any social gospel threaded through, but of the Word of God that will impart to their lives all the great things that God has in store for them, because they'll be founded and grounded in that very Word, the Word of the Lord, the Word of the Father, the words of the great men of the Bible that God spoke through and is speaking now today to us. So, you know, Tim, if I might just continue on that one comment about, I'd mentioned, brother, unless you'd like for me to pause, would you like for me to pause or continue?
No, go ahead.
I think one of the things, you know, I mentioned to you in the former segment about how I'd seen a post that Bradley had put up, and I have very kindred spirit with him on great theologians and the founding fathers. And I saw one day and I commented on it, but I later on realized it was probably not in the context of his actual post that day. But I wanted to save it, and it seems like this is an appropriate time for me and what God intended. You know, one of the things that I think we have to realize in even working with, and I don't want to use this phrase too often, but unchurched, de-churched people. And I'm talking about people that know about Jesus. They've been involved in church. They can't seem to find a local church. They're not receiving really what they're looking for, true, real answers, and that's founded on the truth and how to, you know, to incorporate them and live by them in their lives. But what I guess what I'm trying to say is that we must first and foremost realize that the church is not just inside four walls. It's everywhere the church is. The bride of Christ is all over. And we need to understand, as being a part of the bride of Christ, that the church is not a fortress. And what I'm saying in that, Tim, is that God is our mighty fortress, and he goes before the church into battle. And I think once we begin to realize, as pastors, as parishioners, as followers of Jesus Christ, that we're all a part of the body of Christ, inside the four walls and outside the four walls, we hopefully will be able to come together to understand the true nature of what the church is. It's more akin to a hospital or an infirmary for the healing of the sick, for the binding up the wounded that are out here on the battlefield. And we seem to not be interested these days in all our wounded warriors who are not being bound up and taken care of. And we need to recognize that role of the church so that the church can assume that role and live out that role and then also become what I believe the church is. It's a recruiting facility for helping people through evangelism to come to know the Lord Jesus, to be discipled in such a way that they are equipped and ready to go out, to be sent back out as reinforcements to the front lines so that we have a on the battlefield of all of these different front lines that, you know, and that we face these days with all the issues in our society and our country alone, so that we are equipped enough with reinforcements, brothers and sisters who are willing to be on that firing line and advance as the mighty fortress of our God moves again into retaking the land. So I've gone for a long time here, bro. I'm sorry, but I'm passionate about what God has called us all to do. And we are all a part of God's army here on earth, and we need to muster up and get about it, and especially the church. So,
sure, no, and I totally agree. And I think the thing is that a lot of people have, you know, we get technology, and I think technology is great. I mean, I'm using technology to do this, and the radio station has technology, and people have all these, you know, little gadgets that we have that we find so neat, and we can literally reach the ends of the world with those things. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people, when they see that kind of development from men, they think, well, God, you know, that's church, that's an ancient thing, the Bible, it's ancient stuff. But the fact of the matter is that our Creator knew from the beginning to the end, men, he knew history, he knew exactly how things were going to be, and as we learn in the Catechism, he has decreed all things. So there's nothing that happens as a surprise. It's because he's decreed it. It is planned. It has a purpose, and that purpose in all things, whether it seems good or evil to us, is to glorify God. And people forget that in that, he has given us the instructions we have to win the fight. A lot of young people today are getting involved in, whether it's an Antifa or they're joining, you know, a gang or whatever they're doing, they're looking for some kind of a purpose they have rejected or they don't know. I don't know that they don't know. Romans 1 tells us they know there's a God, and they choose not to honor him as that. And the job of the church is to go out, as you said, to be equipped for ministry and to bring them the king and say, the king says you're supposed to bow before him. If you want to, it is a command to you to do so. And when he does, when we bring that kind of message, the king uses that message as a sword to slay them and then to resurrect them to new life. That's Ephesians 2. And when they do that, then they really want to seek that purpose. They want to seek the very things that you're talking about. And if they're having trouble finding like-minded people, well, that's the problem of the church, and the church has to get that right so that we can direct them in the way. I'm pretty sure you believe in the same thing we do. We don't believe in a gloom and doom kind of message, even though sometimes even though there's evil we have to expose, but we believe there's a king who goes before us to subdue his enemies, and the victory's already in the bag. We just have to be confident and trust that King Jesus is doing what he's doing. Now, with that said, we're coming up here a little bit. You got another 20 seconds. You want to tell people about where they can find you, and then we'll come up on the final segment.
They can find information about me at the10cup.org and about the Rimfire Conference and ticket sales for that. It's going to be a great event at CoachDaveLive.com, the Rimfire tickets is, I think. So, sorry, I messed it up. CoachTaveLive.com/rimfire tickets.
All right. Okay. Final segment coming up here with Leighton Howerton, and we'll let you know more about the Rimfire conference coming up with Bradley Dean and others. For after these messages, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, final segment here, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And again, we've been kind of promoting the Montana Rim Fire Conference that's going on October 25th through 27th. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to CoachDaveLive.com/Rim Fire, R-E-M, fire tickets, or you can go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, scroll down on the right, there's a banner there. You can click that for more information. Tickets are $99. Or you can give a call to 715-486-8066. And on the line, we have Leighton Howerton. He's going to be speaking there. He's the guy who set all this up. And, Leighton, we've had some good conversation. You know, we're ending off, you know, one of the things that we try to push here is the fact that there is a victory that's already been won for us. Now, we're still fighting battles here. Our battles are not against people, even though sometimes, as the old saying goes, some of those humans that we fight have faces and names to them. That's not really our, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood, but Christ sets the captives free. And but he is subduing his enemies. He's been doing it for a long time now. While some people have a misinterpretation of Scripture where they think, well, we're just looking for the pie in the sky and Jesus to come reign on a postage stamp piece of land on a, you know, some little throne in a little Middle Eastern country. Christ is ruling and reigning from heaven, has been for a long time. Paul tells us 1 Corinthians 15. And he's subduing those enemies. And he's either doing it one of two ways. He's bringing judgment upon them, or he's making them his own. It's one or the other. And we get to part, we get to be a part as those who he's brought into his own family of taking that message to those people, declaring it, not whittling it down, not changing it, but declaring it to them in hopes
that God would do for them the same thing he's done for us, and that is raise us from the dead, the deadness of our sins, give us new life in Christ, and that we would honor him in all of the jurisdictions, individual, family, church, and government. And the Bible has everything to say about all of those areas, and it builds upon the principles of those. And I think that's some of the stuff that you're getting at when we talk about expository teaching. We're teaching what the Bible says and on the subject in the context. And then from there, we draw that application, and it applies to each one of these. It doesn't say, well, you can do this. Well, you learn this here as an individual, and then when you become a husband or father, well, that changes. No, it's building on the individual. When you learn that, that's built into the church, and then that's built into the government. It doesn't deviate in any of those things. I think that's very important in the things that we have to say and have to do in this culture.
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, I know. I think those things are very important for the things that we have to do in this culture. Did you get that?
I did. I hear that. I heard that, sir. May I interject for a moment? I think the important part of all this, too, that we've been dialoguing about, Tim, and I'm so grateful for your time today and for having me on, is that I'm a firm believer in the priesthood of the believer, but I find myself in our culture today, especially church culture, inside the four walls or out, is that that opens the gateway to self-interpretation, and that is erroneously incorrect. I guess if I've used those two words properly. But I will tell you that what happens is that that provides us a gateway, and the enemy a gateway, even within us as believers, to each go into their own way. And that's what has to be, I think, first and foremost, that has to be corrected. Or otherwise, we all have and we find this way of being totally irrelevant to not only other believers in the body of Christ, but also to the world and society in general. And in that, what I'm saying is that there is one interpretation of the scripture, and that is God's. And I think it's of vital importance that we interpret it that way throughout all of our lives, whether we're behind a pulpit, in front of a pulpit, or there's no pulpit, to everyone that we proclaim the real truth in all situations, all circumstances, and all aspects of our society, inside the church and without the church. I know that my task has never been and will never be to tell people what or how to think about God. I'm happy knowing that my job is in Christ as someone who's been given somewhat of a mouthpiece. It's just to share with people and get them to think about God. And if I've done that, I am doing my job as called of God in the kingdom, as a believer, and hopefully some sort of messenger that he may grace occasionally with something that impacts another person's life. But back to the point of this is, you said something, I know that there are folks that have listened to the entire segments on that we've been engaged in with today, but you said something in the previous one about gangs and those kind of things. Here's what I believe. I think all people are seeking fellowship. And part of that is that I think is key is to recognize where, you know, the Bible talks about forsake not the fellowship. The importance of that is forsake not the assembly. I mean, sure, all of us can listen to media. We can go on Sunday after Sunday, never rise from the bed and watch all the religious programming we want. And some of it absolutely spot on excellent, the same as your all's broadcast and program and ministry. The truth of it is, though, is that what kind of assembly is that? I know that I gain strength through the assembling, not forsaking the fellowship, and it's of vital importance that all our ministries and all the church, inside and out the four walls, begins to understand the very rudimentary necessity of assembly. So my prayer is that with Bradley coming and these other speakers to the Rimfire Conference, we can begin to instill the necessity of assembly in the fellowship that God has for us so that we know we're not alone on the battlefield, and that we are able to communicate with people who are deeply seeking, no matter what socio-economical group they're in across America, which is in such a forsaken shape because of, and I think that directly relates to the failure of communicating expositorily and clearly with people the truth of the gospel. But hopefully in this conference we'll be able to communicate this great necessity of assembling, of fellowshipping, so that we can all move forward behind our precious Lord and Savior, the King of everything.
Well, I agree. And for people who think, well, you're just trying to get people into church. Well, it isn't specifically about it's about getting you into a specific kind of church, obviously, one that teaches the Bible expository. It's going to equip you properly. But let's take some instances that Bradley uses, and sometimes that's in the military life. You don't find soldiers going and just sitting back and watching films about, military life. You don't find them watching movies about that, and that's all they do. And then they come to the battle with their brothers in arms and say, okay, guys, we're ready to do that. No, they go through it day in and day out with the guys that they're going to fight the battle with. They train with them. They sweat, bleed. They're broken with those guys. That's how they call them brothers. And they go in there and they train together and they work as a unit and then they go fight the battle in hopes of victory, right? I mean, they don't
That's
do this
exactly right.
Disjointed or disconnected. They work together. And so I agree with you. There needs to be a unity in doctrine, in practice, in the fellowship there. And I'm glad that you're wanting to spur that on with this conference.
I definitely am. May I draw? I don't know how much time we have left in this segment. But do
you
have a brief moment to draw? Okay.
You got about 2 minutes.
I am originally from, as you can probably tell from my accent, I was born and raised in the South, but I have lived for decades now in the Rocky Mountain regions of Wyoming and now in Montana. But let me share something with you that's very parallel to what you just said that Bradley expressed. I learned over the years there, the churches that I pastored, I learned a very social behavior that was one of the greatest life experiences that I've ever had. And basically it was big game hunting. And when I began to do that with the men in my local church in fellowship, I learned so much by the native Wyomingites that were there, had long time been that had been on that field and in those fields for years. And I learned. But, I mean, I could have watched all the videos in the world that I wanted to. I could have seen everything I could about big game hunting elk or mule deer or whatever it was at that particular time. But until I got in the field and learned the ways of the field, when I realized how wily some of the big game species are there that men hunt, I began to realize it took... it's kind of like seminary, bro. You can get all the education in the world, but you don't get any training. You have to be on the battlefield. You've got to be in the trenches to learn to exactly understand what we're facing these days. And so my encouragement is, go ahead.
Layton, we're running up against the clock here. You got about 10 seconds. Tell people where they can find out more about you.
Okay, find out more about me at thetincup.org and the Rimfire Conference. They can find all the information and tickets at coachdavelive.com/rimfire tickets or on Bradley Dean's ministry there, as you've already said. Brother, I really appreciate the time. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Yep, thank you for joining us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 23 hours. We'll be right back with you then. See you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.